Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our way through the book of Ecclesiastes. Our theme this week is work. Our work matters to God. So when God created Adam, Genesis 2:15 says, the Lord God took the man and he put him in a garden of Eden to work it and keep it. So prior to sin's existence, remember that didn't come until Genesis 3, prior to sin's existence, God gave Adam the great gift of work. It was a divine assignment to benefit the earth and bring personal fulfillment. Of course, then came Genesis 3, and sin entered into the world. Adam was to continue his work, but now, in this life under the sun, in this fallen state, things changed. The ground in the fallen world was cursed by sin. God said to Adam in Genesis chapter 3, 17 through 19, in pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. So in the fallen world, in life under the sun, work became, well, it became work. Person who lives without God finds work wearisome and directionless. But when you fear God, when you honor Him and you love Him and you respect Him and you obey Him, things change. Ecclesiastes 10:15 says, the toil of the fool wearies him, for he does not know the way to the city. But for the believer, things are different, right? Every Christian must have a biblical theology of work. Work is a gift from God, so we should honor Him by our work. And when we honor God with our work, we bring glory to Him. Now, to be sure, if we're going to become tired from the gift of work, we'll expend energy that drains us physically, mentally, and emotionally. And we know that our weariness can impact us spiritually. Christians need time to refresh and reboot. However, when we understand how God has wired us and equipped us and trained us for His desired vocation, we are never directionless. We know the way to the city, as Ecclesiastes 10:15 tells us. That is, we understand the gift of work. It's a gift to bring honor and glory to God. And that's what we should do with our work. Always use it to bring honor and glory to Him. Father, thank you for the great gift of work. Thank you that even as we expend energy, we can experience your pleasure in what we do. Help us to know that you have put us on this earth to do and to be about doing good work for you, this gift that you've given us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.